Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to take a look back at a case from 1989.
Oh, wow. 1989.
Yeah. A case called Pierce v. Hartmarks.
Yeah.
And you know what's interesting is this case, it still comes up in courtrooms even today.
Really?
Yeah. So it's about age discrimination, you know, in the workplace.
Right.
And how companies can sometimes, you know, even with what seems like informal decisions, they can get into some real trouble.
I see.
And you know, this is relevant whether you're a lawyer or even a law student.
Yeah.
Just thinking about starting your career.
Right.
Because it really highlights how important it is for companies to have like really clear procedures in place.
Yeah. You know what's so interesting about Pierce v. Hartmarks to me is it really shows you how risky it can be to just rely on informal processes, especially like you said, when it comes to something as big as promotion.
Exactly. Okay, so let's just sort of set the scene here.
Okay.
This case, it's all about this guy named John Pierce.
Okay.
And John Pierce, he was like 63 years old, and he was working as a controller at Hartmarks, his clothing company. And he was hoping to get promoted to general manager. Now, on paper, he looked pretty good for the job.
You know,
he'd been working there for like 20 years.
That's a long time.
So you think you know. But here's where things get a little messy.
Okay.
Hartmarks. They didn't actually have like a formal application process for promotions like this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That seems kind of strange.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And that's where the trouble starts. I mean, think about it. Without a clear documented procedure, how do you even begin to, you know, evaluate candidates fairly?
Right. They basically just chose someone else, a much younger employee named Peter Van Berg.
Okay. So no job posting, no interviews.
Right.
Just like, okay, you got the job.
Yeah. That's definitely going to raise some eyebrows.
Yeah.
I mean, it just opens the door for accusations of bias.
It does.
Because if there's no formal process in place, you can't really prove that age wasn't a factor.
You can't really. Yeah.
You know, it's almost like you're trying to solve a mystery, but you don't have any clues.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we have no formal process. We have a seemingly qualified older candidate who got passed over.
Right.
And a younger candidate gets the job.
Yeah.
It's starting to look like Pierce might actually have a case.
Yeah, it does.
But how do you actually prove age discrimination? Like legally, what does he have to do?
Yeah. So in these types of cases, the employee needs to show a few things.
Okay.
First, they have to be part of what's called a protected class. So in this case, that's people who are over 40.
Okay.
Pierce easily met that one.
That's the easy part.
Yeah. Then he has to show that he was actually qualified for the position.
Yeah.
And with his 20 years of experience as a controller.
Right.
That wasn't hard to do either.
Makes sense.
The next thing he has to prove is that he was actually rejected for the job.
Obviously he was.
Which again, in this case is pretty clear. But here's the last piece of the puzzle.
He has to prove that the reasons behind that rejection.
Right.
Point to age discrimination. And this can be the hardest part to prove.
Right. This is like where we put on our detective hats, right?
Exactly.
Because proving intent is rarely like, you know, super straightforward.
It's true.
It's not like a company's just going to say, yeah, we didn't promote you because you're too old.
Yeah, exactly.
So in this case, what was kind of like the smoking gun? What was the piece of evidence that pointed to age being the real reason?
Well, this is where a tiny little detail actually becomes really, really important.
Okay.
Hartmarks, they initially said that they had chosen Van Berg way back in 1983.
Mm-hmm.
But then it came out that they actually reconsidered the decision after the original general manager said he was retiring.
Wait, hold on. So they reopened the process and they still chose the younger guy.
Yeah.
That seems a little shady.
Yeah, it does.
That doesn't look good for them.
It doesn't. And that detail ended up being a really big deal in the case. It kind of made their whole claim that Van Berg was always the first choice.
Right.
You know, fall apart.
Yeah.
If they really thought he was the best candidate all along, why would they even bother reconsidering?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like a good reminder for companies that, you know, even if you reevaluate a decision.
Yeah.
It doesn't automatically erase potential issues of liability.
Exactly.
Right. Especially if the end result still seems kind of fishy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's why this Pierce v. Hartmarks case, it's such a landmark case. It really drove home the importance of having clear procedures, even in situations where you might think things are informal.
It's like that saying, if you want justice, get it in writing.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay. So we've seen that not having a formal process can be a problem, but there's more to this story.
Right. Didn't Hartmarks try to use a job offer as like a way to protect themselves?
They did.
after Pierce filed his complaint. Yeah, and this is where it gets really interesting, because this takes us into this whole world of settlement evidence and something called Rule 408.
Okay.
Get ready, because things are about to get a little legally tricky.
Okay, so Hartmarks is kind of in a tough spot now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Pierce has gone ahead and filed this age discrimination complaint against them.
Right.
So what do they do?
Well, it looks like they tried to, you know, smooth things over.
Yeah.
They actually offered Pierce a different job.
Okay.
Not the general manager position he wanted.
Right.
But a position at like one of their subsidiary companies.
Okay. So maybe they're, you know, trying to be like, hey, look, we want to make this right.
Yeah.
Here's another opportunity. All What's right. wrong with that?
Well, on the surface, it might seem like, you know, a reasonable thing to do.
Right.
But here's the issue. They actually tried to use this job offer as evidence in court.
Oh.
You know, to defend themselves against the discrimination claim.
Okay.
Their argument was that, look, this shows our good faith. You know, we weren't trying to push Pierce out because of his age.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like they're painting themselves as the good guys.
Right.
Trying to find a solution.
Yeah.
But something tells me the court didn't buy it.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
This is where something called Rule 408 becomes really important.
Okay.
And it's a super important rule for anyone who's dealing with, like, legal negotiations.
Okay.
Basically, Rule 408 says that you can't use evidence of settlement offers to try and prove liability.
Got it.
Or the amount of a claim.
Okay.
So in simpler terms,
yeah,
it basically means that just because you're trying to settle a case,
yeah,
doesn't mean you're admitting you did anything wrong.
It makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
And this protection is so important because it encourages people to actually try and settle things.
I see.
You know?
Yeah.
They can come to the table and try to work things out without worrying that their efforts will be used against them later on.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So the court basically said, hey, nice try, Hartmarks. But you can't use this job offer to get out of this discrimination case.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They were very clear that the job offer was made, you know, as part of those settlement talks.
Right.
It was meant to resolve the whole dispute.
Mm-hmm.
So it couldn't be used as evidence.
This is great for anyone who's ever been in this kind of situation.
Right.
You can try to settle things without worrying that it'll look like you're admitting fault.
It protects the whole process, you know.
Right.
Now, here's where things get even more interesting.
Okay.
You remember how Hartmarks tried to use that job offer as evidence?
Yeah.
Well, the lower court actually hit them with sanctions for that.
Sanctions? What does that even mean? Like a penalty?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
It's the court's way of saying, look, you crossed a line.
Oh, wow.
But get this, the higher court actually overturned those sanctions.
Really? Why would they do that? I mean, it seems like Hartmarks was definitely trying to, you know, misuse that job offer.
Yeah, but this actually highlights a really interesting legal point.
Okay.
The higher court said that while Hartmark's argument was wrong,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't completely unreasonable.
Okay.
They were basically trying to make a new legal argument.
I see.
Pushing a different way to interpret Rule 408.
Right.
And even though they failed, the court recognized that they were acting in good faith.
So it's like they get an A for effort.
Kinda.
Even though their argument didn't work.
Yeah. And this part of the case, it's particularly interesting for us lawyers.
Yeah.
It shows that you can sometimes push those legal boundaries, you know, try a new approach.
Right.
As long as you have a good reason for doing it.
You're not just making stuff up.
Exactly. And Pierce v. Hartmarks is a perfect example of this.
Okay. So we've looked at how not having those clear procedures can be a big problem.
Right.
How that job offer backfired on Hartmarks.
Yeah.
And even how a court can change its mind about sanctions.
Right.
Based on good faith.
Right.
So what's the lasting impact of this whole case? I mean, this was back in 1989.
Yeah.
Is it really still relevant today?
It definitely is.
Really?
Yeah. Pierce v. Hartmarks is still cited in cases today.
Wow.
Especially in the Second Circuit.
Okay.
It's still shaping how courts look at informal promotion systems and how they handle settlement evidence.
Interesting.
It's a reminder that these legal precedents, they have a long life.
Yeah.
They can really impact how justice is carried out.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
It's amazing how something from so long ago can still be important today.
It really is.
It just shows you that these precedents, they really matter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not just some old case in a book.
Exactly.
They're actually affecting cases that are happening right now.
Yeah. And Pierce v. Hartmarks, it's a great example.
Okay.
It was actually cited in a case in 2021 called Grzynski.
Okay.
And even in the 2020 Goldman Sachs MDL opinion.
Interesting.
Both of those dealt with age discrimination and settlement evidence, too.
Okay, so it's like the law is building on itself, you know?
Right.
Taking these old ideas and kind of refining them as we go.
Yeah, exactly.
So before we wrap up our deep dive into Pierce v. Hartmarks,
okay,
let's just take a minute to recap the key takeaways.
Sure.
What are like the big things that stand out to you?
I think the most important lesson here is for companies.
Yeah.
They really need to have clear promotion processes.
Okay.
And I mean like well-documented processes.
Got it.
You know, even if they think they're being fair,
right,
relying on these informal systems, mm-hmm, it can lead to all kinds of problems.
It really can.
You know, accusations of bias and legal trouble.
Like you got to get it in writing.
Exactly.
You know, have a clear paper trail so everyone's protected.
Right.
Another big takeaway, I think, is Rule 408.
Yeah.
And how important it is.
It is.
During settlement negotiations, yeah, it's so important for anyone who's involved in a legal fight.
Right.
Whether you're a company or an individual.
Right.
To really understand how that rule works.
Yeah. It can make a big difference.
Yeah.
You can approach those settlement discussions with way more confidence.
Right.
Knowing that your attempts to, you know, find a solution.
Yeah.
Aren't going to be used against you.
Exactly. And I think the last thing that Pierce v. Hartmarks reminds us is,
yeah,
it's okay to think outside the box legally.
Yeah.
To try new arguments.
Right.
But you always have to do it in good faith.
You do.
You have to have a real legal basis for your argument.
Right.
You can't just be making stuff up.
Yeah. You got to be able to justify your reasoning.
Right.
It's a fine line between being creative and being frivolous.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it.
Yep.
We've explored all the twists and turns of Pierce v. Hartmarks.
And we have
this case that's still influencing things today.
It is.
You know, decades after it happened.
Yeah.
We've seen how these informal promotion systems can really backfire.
Mm.
How important Rule 408 is.
It is.
And how courts look at those creative legal arguments.
Yeah.
It's been great unpacking this case with you.
Likewise.
It just goes to show you those little details can have big consequences.
It really can.
So as you navigate your own legal career,
yeah,
remember the lessons from Pierce v. Hartmarks.
Good advice.
Stay informed.
Right.
Think critically.
Absolutely.
And always be ready to dive deep into the law.
Love it.
Until next time, keep learning and keep exploring.